Okay, just before we break, the world's Alex Gallifant is here with something else in the news today.
Right, Marco. It concerns a snack food that's popular in Britain called Pringles. I believe you have them here too in the States.
Absolutely. They're everywhere. And they're also in the jungles of Belize and in the urban areas of Iceland.
Okay, well, the thing you need to know first in this story is that in the UK, not all snack foods are taxed equally.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Most snacks aren't subject to the British sales tax, but potato snacks are.
Pringles qualifies as a potato snack.
You'd certainly think so. I mean, they look a bit like a potato chip, they're savory like potato chips, they crunch like potato chips, and they're delicious, delicious like potato chips. Indeed, potatoes make up 42% of Pringles.
I don't think this is the end of the matter, is it?
It is not. The American makers of Pringles, Procter & Gamble, don't want to pay that sales tax. So in court, they've been arguing that because the snack also contains 33% fat and has almost no natural potato taste, it does not have the quality of potato-ness required to be considered a potato snack.
They're insulting the concept of potato-ness.
Potato-ness. Indeed, one judge in the case said the issue begged, quote, an Aristotelian question. Does the product have an essence of potato? Procter & Gamble argued no, pointing to Pringles, quote, mouth-melt flavor, uniform color, and a regular shape not found in nature. And since Pringles are manufactured from a dough, they argue that the chips are in fact more like a cake or a biscuit.
Unnatural chip cake. All right, Alex, who won this case, Procter & Gamble or the British tax authorities?
The tax authorities. And as the judges gave their verdict, they pulled another classic Aristotelian maneuver by invoking an imaginary child at a birthday party, arguing that such a child would be better able to decide on Pringles' potato-ness than any food scientist. And in a damning conclusion, the judges rejected Procter & Gamble's claim that Pringles lacked the, quote, essential characteristics of the paradigm potato crisp. Crisp being the British word for chip, but I don't think it'd be wise for us to get into that right now.
No, and don't try this at home with your child. The world's Alex Gallifant. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.